The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Well, we're going to have to be able to move the ball, score points. It's going to be hard to really slow their offense down a lot. But, our offense is going to have a good game. No two ways about it.
Okay. So what does that mean? Everybody all week's been talking about they're going to have to run the football, going to have to control the line of scrimmage, time of possession, all of that. Here's what I want to know, because you know me, Mark Schlereth. Running the ball only matters if you have the passing game to make it matter. So tell me when they're going to pass and how is that passing game going to look?
I think that one, Mike, first off, if you've got the running game, you can make the passing game matter. I've been watching Baltimore film for the last couple of days. You run the ball exceptionally well, I'm telling you what, you'll find wide open guys all over the place because the eyes of the defenders just become mesmerized. They become fixated on the running game. And so, my big thing though, watching Baltimore film is the effect the tight ends are having in their system. The effect these guys are having. You run the ball, your play action stuff should be great, especially your play action stuff on second and short and third and short. Should be awesome. You should be all over that. Anytime you're in, four minus situations, third and second and four minus, second and three, second and four, second and two, third and three, third and two, third and four, those things should be wide open. You should have crossing routes and things of that nature wide open. That's where it matters. But you run the ball, those things will happen for you. You want to get great production from your tight ends, run the snot out of the ball. And maybe one of these tight ends will actually have an effective day.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You try to do the same things. Obviously, you kind of cram a little bit on the beginning end of the week, but you try to get things going so that you can kind of go through the same process when you get home at night and, during the day here at work.
Okay, if Joe Flacco is going to be not only the quarterback for the rest of this season, but if the idea is that this can be your guy for beyond this season, and it's no rush to put in Drew Lock, he has to deliver a win today, right? I mean, you've always been Mr. Hey, he can be playing really well even if the record doesn't show it. Well, doesn't tonight it have to be he played really well and they won because of it?
Well, yeah.
Well,
Elway agrees.
Yeah, I
me and John are.
We are
simpatico.
Good for you, bud.
Again, what if he plays well and they lose? If he plays well and there's a...
See you later. At some point, a win has to go along with it, Mark. Come on. A win has to... In a game like this, your quarterback has to play well and there has to be a W attached to it.
Why? Okay, so here's a scenario for you. He throws three touchdowns, 330 yards, and they score 31 points, Mike. And Patrick Mahomes throws four touchdowns and throws for 440, and they score 34 points.
And I told
and
you yesterday.
You're going to bench Joe Flacco.
And I told you yesterday.
Because he did out-duel Patrick Mahomes.
If that happens, I will write a blog about it next week.
Apologizing
to you. A blog. I wrote a blog. Not a column.
All right.
A blog.
All right, good.
Okay?
All right, good.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Ball security is job security.
Oh, there goes Brock. The end of Brock Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Osweiler retired yesterday. Besides that classic quote, what will you remember Brock for?
He was tall. he was tall.
Brock, he's got a big arm. He's very tall.
Yeah, I will remember Brock as just the consummate press conference professional. I mean, come on. That dude automatically gave you this feel of invincibility as a football team.
Yes.
on the, I'm not when he was playing. There was never a moment where you felt confident while he was playing.
No.
But while he was press conferencing, you felt like you could, he felt like, man, we got him right where we were.
We're invincible.
Yeah,
ball security is job security.
He would say things and you'd be like, man, they don't even know what's going to hit him.
Is he one of the top
press conference guys in the history?
I was going to say, is he the press conference GOAT?
Oh, man. Was he better than Peyton at the press conference?
Oh, that's a good point. But he's up there.
Like,
all-time Bronco. I mean, he's on the Mount Rushmore of all-time Bronco press conference.
I'm just Peyton Manning. What the hell do I know?
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best press conference guys that has ever, you know, donned a Broncos uniform.
Okay,
I love Tom Brady.
Okay, aside.
Uh-huh.
They don't win the 2015 Super Bowl without Brock Osweiler. Simple fact. That is a fact.
100%.
They do not win that Super Bowl. And remember, you and I were in here while the parade was going on. We were kind of anchoring coverage from back here while the parade was going on. And when he was rolling through that parade, rolling through town, the look on his face as he was feeling the love from Broncos fans out there. I mean, he just had this look of just pure bliss.
Right.
And the fans recognized it. They were giving the love right back that, hey, man, without you, this isn't happening. So
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of The Lion King. When Nala and Simba were just kind of staring at each other underneath the moon.
Yeah.
And Elton John was singing in the background. Can you feel the love tonight? No, not that one.
Oh.
The Love Tonight, but I think it was Elton John. Can you feel the love tonight?
All right, you ready for this? Brock Osweiler. Never started a full season. 15-15 career record. Finished with 37 touchdowns, 31 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Retired before age 30. His career earnings, $41.5 million. Legend.
I'm telling you what.
Just a legend.
Before 30, like what are you going to do with the rest of your life? Nothing.
Nothing. And enjoy it.
Yeah. Today I did nothing.
It was
everything I thought it could be.
It was so good, I think I'm going to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We just didn't execute the way we expect our team to. So we just looked like we weren't sharp. And I felt like their team played harder, more physical, a little bit quicker, and more engaged than our group tonight. So it's a tough break in overtime. We had flashes of good and just not enough to sustain good through the course of the night. So that's the way it ends up.
The electrifying Jared Bednar, when he first started talking there, he thought, oh, wow, the Avalanche got beat like 6-2 last night. No, they lost in overtime. Tough break in that they had a power play in overtime and then gave up a shorthanded goal to lose it, which is the odds of that happening are pretty astronomical. But be that as it may, hey, they're still undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
If you had told me to start off this road trip, go through Washington, go through Pittsburgh, and come away with 3 out of a possible 4 points, I'd say sign me up. So I'm good. And guess what?
What?
I got to watch hockey. I got to watch Avalanche hockey last night.
I know, but don't
you feel like... I was like, who are these guys?
Don't you feel like maybe, just maybe, you should not put their games on television? They're undefeated when they're not on television.
Good point.
They're defeated when they are on television.
Good point.
Mike.
Good point.
So,
excellent point. I can't argue with that logic. Let's just keep them off TV.
I think that's the key factor.
That's the key factor. Keep them off TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see at the Stanley Cup Parade. We'll be like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
That'll be the introduction Denver.
Right. Who's this Donskoy guy that's waving at me from the parade boat? All right.
Donskoy.
See?
Donskoy.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.
It sounds like a submarine. The name of a submarine.
And every morning at 6:30.